All right. Would like for you now to be in an upright position that brings to you a sense of clarity of your mind, and bring all of your attention to your mind and to the center of your mind, there in the center of your head, in the center of your brain, your pineal gland. And for a moment, see that gland as if it were the nucleus of an atom. And you're watching the energy around the pineal gland. And it's turning. You can see like electron-like particles, and they are rotating around this nucleus. And as you're watching this, you're adding light, specifically the light of the will to act. Bringing that energy in, right there, the pineal gland. And the gland itself begins to fill with this light. And this isn't just any light. This is the light of the will to act, God's pure light, pure reason. And remembering, pure reason is an expression of love. So the will to act also brings the quality of a loving mind, and watching those energies swirling around the pineal gland in all directions. And you may notice a color. And if you see a color, follow the color. Watch as it goes brighter and brighter, clearer and clearer, deeper and richer, full of love and meaning. And the love of meaning, the ability to differentiate, to discriminate, the ability to tell one thing from another, so important to clear thinking. And now with this energy swirling in your pineal gland, I'd like you now to focus on your will center. Bring all your attention to the will center. And as you're watching or experiencing the energy at your will center, follow along the words of soul alignment. Not my will, soul, but thy will. I surrender all. Soul's will is my will. We have one will. Our will is divine will. My purpose is to love. My purpose is to love. My purpose is to love and to serve with love. And breathing that energy up into your heart, the energy of divine will, and your willingness to surrender your personal will for soul's will. Bring that intentful energy, that willful energy, that divine energy up into the heart. Not my heart, soul, but thy heart. I surrender all. Soul's heart is my heart. We have one heart. Our heart is a divine heart. My heart radiates love. My heart radiates love. My heart radiates love, fulfilling my purpose to serve through radiating love to all. Now, with the following I am statements, I want you to take time to see or feel or whatever sense you use to see the energies, these heart qualities, see them saturating the earth, and just find a way to picture that. And after you say the sentence, picture those words saturating the earth. I am compassionate. I am compassionate, saturating the earth. I am understanding. I am understanding, saturating the earth. I am tolerant. I am tolerant, saturating the earth. I am inclusive. I am inclusive, saturating the earth. I am generous. I am generous, saturating the earth. I am forgiving. I am forgiving, saturating the earth. I am patient. I am patient, saturating the earth. I am faithful. I am faithful, saturating the earth. Now all those energies saturating the earth all the way down to the core and coming all the way up, up through the mineral kingdom, completely saturating the mineral kingdom, all its parts everywhere. And rising up into the plant kingdom, saturating the plant kingdom, going all the way up to the very tops of the standing people, and rising up into the animal kingdom, the animals in the ocean, and the animals on the land, the animals in the air, saturating the animal kingdom, rising up into the human kingdom, all through the human kingdom, and rising up to the soul kingdom, and saturating the soul kingdom, and moving out to the very ends of the earth's aura, all the way out. Now bringing all that loving, willing energy, all those heart qualities, bringing it all up to the mind, up to the level of the ajna, leading straight into the pineal, and taking that energy and aiming it to the center, to the nucleus that is the pineal gland, as all these beautiful energies circulate around it. And so now, not my mind, soul, but thy mind, I surrender all. Soul's mind is my mind. We have one mind. Our mind is a divine mind. All my mind sees is love. All my mind sees is love. All my mind sees is love. Through love, I fulfill my purpose and I have clear vision. And taking all the mental energy all through the mental fields, all that divine will and all of that divine love, and this divine mind, and allowing it all to lift, letting it rise, rising and joining, rising up into soul's mind, merging and blending and joining. We are the three. And I let the mind continue to rise, those energies carrying upward with ease, as if on a secret flow, rising. Minds, these minds rising, all the way up to the sea of light, and the solar light above it, all one, joining that, united. We are now the three minds united. And now that light, it a shaft of beautiful rainbow white light breaks through all will to act, carrying this clarity, this beauty, this loving mind that knows, that understands, and carrying it down to soul's mind, will to act. And now down to the level of the concrete mind, down there with the pineal gland, and the whole field spinning out from it. Will to act. Beautiful, clear, crystal clear light all through your mental fields. You may notice that the blossom, the lotus blossom, the crown of your head is also lighting up. All this clarity, all of this purity with the unity of good. And also joining with that mind that knows how to get things done, and bringing clarity to that part of the mind, bringing the ability to understand, the ability to discriminate, to know the meanings of things. And joining that mind, clarifying that mind, and filling that mind with pure reason. The loving mind, for love is pure reason. And now, raising your mind up, and to see in whatever way you see energetically. Raising your sight all the way up, up, all the way up, even past the sea of light. There is a light, the highest light. The light of love, wisdom. And I see the highest light. And now, as you have stated your intent, bow your head and surrender. And the highest light control. Deep breath, focusing all this energy now at the throat, that perfect sky blue light at the throat. Now, in one divine, unified force for the good of all, God's will be done. Going back now to the light and the quality of the light. And wanting you to focus now with all of your attention on the quality of the light of the will to act. And this quality comes in many words, but it's a combination, and where the sum is greater than the parts. So now opening your mind to sense that quality of the light of the will to act. Opening up and letting that light in. And as you do, opening all your senses to feel that quality, to know it, to see it. And that clarity has a note. It's a beautiful note, so clear, so perfect. And let that note sound through all your forms and fields, bringing its quality into every area of your life. This will to act, calling it to you. Feel it respond. For always you will sense the energy before it manifests in the material world. Open your senses. And feel it coming, feel it responding to your call. And as it responds, it starts in the mental fields, cleaning you up, all through your fields. And as it's clearing you up, think of the quality that's also carried in a clear quartz crystal. That clarity that you see right through it. And now thinking about the quality of clear quartz and a terminator, you could almost call it your antenna. And imagining that clear quartz crystal in the middle of your mental fields, just below the pineal gland, just below the ajna, and the ajna below the crown chakra, the lotus. And that quartz crystal is pointing all the way up through the lotus, through the crown. And you're calling for the will to act. And that terminator is magnetic to that energy, to that quality. So you can almost feel you're becoming that clear quartz crystal. Let it vibrate all through your fields with that quality and the will to act. Feel the love and the clarity. Feel the beauty and the truth. For this energy reveals the truth in all situations. Feel its ability to take tangled emotions and unravel them and straighten them, so that you can return them to sender, healed and transformed. And what you are left with are clear, perfectly logical, understanding thoughts filled with light, full of life. Because they are made of the finer stuff that comes from the higher realms. And as you grow in your ability to receive this energy, you are opening up to the flow of the guides and the masters and the angels. And our thoughts become more readily available for you as you reach up, as you let your mind rise. Rise up where the thoughts are beautiful and light, filled with love, all the heart qualities. And this love is completely unconditional. It goes out to everyone and everything. It embraces it, and it discriminates, it analyzes, it pulls things apart to see how they are constructed. And this is important work for those who wish for their consciousness to go higher, to achieve those levels of thought wherein the angels and the masters live and move and have their being, opening up to the flow and to those qualities that will empower you to think higher, to live higher, to to love higher. And now I want you to mentally take that crystal and put it away, putting it in a place of love and light. Let it recharge itself here under the aegis of the will to act, letting it recharge for next time. Thanking that crystal for its service and its joining, for it has joined with you and now it has your energy all over it. And this is not the kind of crystal you're going to want to go looking for in the store. This is yours. This is your creation. And it came from the part of you that is a part of the earth, that is a part of this reality, and is here in service to you. Thank it with a gratitude and love. And now, rising up into that higher mind and finding soul, finding the rest of yourself and joining with that self intentionally, purposefully, with love and gratitude, and most of all, appreciation. For as you appreciate, whatever you appreciate, you gain more of. Whatever you appreciate, you gain more of. Whatever you appreciate, you gain more of. Just allowing yourself for a moment to be in this space, to be in this energy, and a moment to really be in your body, feeling your body all around you, for you are still centered there in the pineal. And this body all around you, allow yourself to feel it and to love it and to appreciate it. This is your ultimate growth partner. This is a partner that has no choice but to tell you the truth. And now as you fill your body with the will to act, you are telling your body now, I will listen to you. I will hear you. And I will continue to bring the will to act into every cell an atom of you. For we are one on this journey. And I appreciate you. Turning to your soul and your body and seeing your body as soul sees it, a perfect creation. A perfect truth-telling, functioning being. And this functioning being has a consciousness and it hears every word you say, every thought you think. Your body hears everything you say and every thought you think. Your body hears every word you say and every thought you think. And now, bringing your awareness back to your body, back to your everyday awareness. Turning. And now, with that, we bid you namaste.